It is 7 a.m. and you, babies, you are listening to BFF.FM. Best frequencies forever. This is your musical savior, your voice in the resistance, Steve Fox, coming to you live, coast to coast, north to south, banging it all across this interwebs, telling my brothers and sisters here in this republic, it is time to wake the F up.
Give me suicidal rock and roll! 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 Give me suicidal kick out! Give me suicidal rock and roll!
That you can petition the Lord with prayer. Petition the Lord with prayer. Petition the Lord with prayer. You cannot petition the Lord with prayer.
Can you give me sanctuary? I must find a place to hide, a place for me to hide. Find me soft asylum. I can't make it anymore. The man is at the door.
Peppermint, Easter's chocolate candy. There's only four ways to get unraveled. One is to sleep and the other is travel. But one is a man.
landed up in the hills. One is to love your neighbor till his wife gets home. Catacombs, nursery bones, winter women growing stones, carrying babies to the river. Streets and shoes, avenues, leather riders.
horses' eyes and make them sleep and cry.
Your voice in the resistance. BFF.FM.
I'm not your stepping stone. I'm not your stepping stone. You're trying to make your mark in society. You're using all the tricks that you used on me. You're reading all them high fashion magazines. The clothes you're wearing, girl, are causing public scenes. I said, I'm not your stepping stone. I'm not your stepping stone. Not your stepping stone. Met your girl, you didn't have no shoes, but now you're walking around like your front page news. You've been awful careful about the friends you choose, but you won't find my name in your book of who's who's. I said, I'm not your stepping stone.
No, girl, not me.
I'm not your stepping stone. Just stepping stone. I'm not just stepping stone. Not just stepping stone. Not just stepping stone. Not just stepping stone. Not just stepping stone.
BFF.FM. It's the Monkees right here on another edition of Wake the F Up. Steve Fox hanging with you on this glorious Saturday in the Revolution. And this week, I have a sense of hope. Despair is not an option for us. And I caught a really fantastic article in New York Magazine. Just check it out. From Frank Rich. And the title of it is, What Will Happen to the Trump Toadies? And it goes fairly deep in what one might say is all cults end. And they do. And this one will. There's a lot that has happened since President Pussy Grabber's inauguration, but our nation has still stood. We stand. The article talks about giving credence to the wider view. And there's definitely been damage inflicted upon our republic. But we are standing. Moral gravity may well reassert itself in time. So we have to think about things as rather than being at the end of American history, the Trump presidency may prove merely a notorious chapter in our history. We can turn this around. And the lapdogs that surround him, they may not get put in jail, They may not get ousted from their posts, although we're going to sure try. They will go down in the history books as cultists. They will go down in the history books as members of the wrong side of history. We are doing the righteous bidding of our nation. We're bringing it. Brand new music. Voice of Memphis from Negro Terror. BFF.FM.
Like the deepest quiet. our government has a firm policy not to capitulate to terrorist demands, that no concessions policy remains in force, in spite of the wildly speculative and false stories about arms for hostages and alleged ransom payments. We did not, repeat, did not trade weapons or anything else for hostages.
The ballot of the bullet, some freedom or some bullshit. Will we ever do it bigger? Just keep settling for little shit. We brag on having bread, but none of us are bakers. We all talk having greens, but none of us on acres. If none of us on acres and none of us grow wheat, then who will feed our people when our people need to eat? So it seems our people starve from lack of understanding, cause all we seem to give them is some balling and some dancing. And some talking about our car and imaginary mansions. We should be indicted for bullshit we inciting. Children deaf and pretending it's exciting. We are advertisements for agony and pain. We exploit the youth, we tell them to join the gang. We tell them dope stories, introduce them to the gang. Just like Oliver North introduced us to cocaine in the 80s when them bricks came on military plane.
A few months ago I told the American people I did not trade arms for hostages. My heart and my best intentions still tell me that's true, but the facts and the evidence tell me it is not.
The end of the Reagan era, I'm like Lemma 12, old enough to understand the shit had changed forever. They declared the war on drugs, like a war on terror. But what it really did was let the police terrorize whoever. But mostly black boys, but they would call us niggas and lay us on our belly while they fingers on their triggers. They boots was on our head, they dolls was on our crotches. And they would beat us up if we had diamonds on our watches. And they would take our drugs and monies as they pick our pockets. I guess that's the privilege of policing for some profit. But thanks to Reaganomics, prison turned to profits. Cause free labor's the cornerstone of US economics. Cause slavery was abolished unless you are in prison. You think I am bullshitting, then read the 13th Amendment. Involuntary servitude and slavery it prohibits. That's why they giving drug offenders time in double digits. Ronald Reagan was an actor, not at all a factor. Just an employee of the country's real masters. Just like the Bushes, Clinton and Obama. Just another talking head telling lies on teleprompters. If you don't believe the spirit and argue with this logic, why did Reagan and Obama both go after Gaddafi? We invading sovereign soil, going after oil, taking countries is a hobby, paid for by the oil lobby. Same as in Iraq and Afghanistan, and I'm a dinner jar, say they coming for Iran. They only love the rich and how they load the poor. If I say any more, they might be at my door. Shh, who the fuck is that staring in my window, doing that surveillance on Mr. Michael Rinder? I'm dropping off the grid before they pump the lead. I leave you with four words, I'm glad Reagan dead.
Liberty, sanity, rock. BFF.FM.
What? it to me. What? It ain't nothing but a heartbreaker. What? I got one friend at the Undertaker.
BFF.FM, best frequencies forever. Classic from Edwin Starr War right here on Wake the F Up. Steve Fox hanging with you on this Saturday. Taking a look inside New York Magazine. And an article that speaks of all cults coming to an end. And they do. Often abruptly. And Trump's Republican Party is nothing if not a cult. And while cult leaders are generally incapable of remorse, whether they're totalitarian rulers, sexual Svengalis, or the self-declared messiahs of crackpot religions, their followers almost always pay a human and reputational price once the leader is toppled. And we don't know how and when Donald Trump will exit, but under any scenario, it won't be later than January 20th, 2025. Even were he to be gone tomorrow, the legacy of his most powerful and servile collaborators are already indelibly bound to his. It's true. That's from New York Magazine. What Will Happen to the Trump Toadies by Frank Rich. Check it out. It's pretty deep. It's pretty deep. Doesn't matter. If they're around for a day or another 4 years. They've stamped themselves into history. And they're on the wrong side of it. And we keep fighting no matter what. Hey, a friendly reminder, register to vote. Get ready to have a plan to go vote. Vote in your primary. Make sure you are registered to vote in your primary. And I ain't going to tell you who to vote for, but I will tell you to register so that you can vote in the Democratic Party. Because that is how we are going to oust this authoritarian, this tin pot dictator wannabe. And we can get rid of him. We can. Despair, my friend, is not an option. Brand new music. The Detroit Cobras, Stay Down.
Down,
stay down, stay down.
If you don't take my love, go back home.
Stay down, stay down.
You took all of my money, better pray to the Lord above. If you don't down low.
Stay down, stay down.
If you can't take my love, stay down low.
Stay down, stay down.
No one takes my money. Wait a long above. Run, little rabbit, or keep your head down.
Yeah.
BFF.FM. Best frequencies forever.
Oh,
BFF.FM. You want to touch the face of creation, baby. That's the Mars Volta. Aberincula. Right here on Wake the F Up, BFF.FM. Best frequencies forever. Steve Fox with you for a little while longer. Webcasting all across this verse. Best radio station in the land. We are a community radio station based here in San Francisco, and it is a new year, and we ask you to give a little. We need you. Dip into your pockets, donate to us at BFF.FM, Best Frequencies Forever. Go to our donate page, the tab, make a donation to this show, to the station in general, to any show you like. We exist because of you. We've got the best DJs, the best music, the best talk. All day, all weekend, all week, all month, all year, all decade, all century long. Here for you. Here's some new music. Kim Gordon, Murdered Out, BFF.FM.
Tell me.
BFF.FM, best frequencies forever. Steve Fox getting up on out of here. Coming up in just a couple of minutes, Coastal Climate Radio. Sherpa Shaney's going to take you into the rest of this beautiful Saturday. And I want you to remember, always, stand up, fight back, never give in, resist, remove, indict. Fox out.
Birds fall from the window ledge above mine, then they flap their wings at the last second. You see, birds fall from the window ledge above mine, then they flap their wings at the last second. I can see their dead weight just dropping like stones or small loaves of bread past my window all the time. But unless I get up, walk across the room and peer down below, I don't see their last second curves toward a horizontal flight. All these birds just falling from the ledge like stones. Now, due to a construct in my mind that makes their falling and their flight symbolic of my entire existence, it becomes important for me to get up and see their last second curves for flight. It's almost as if my life would fall unless I see their ascent. Mr. Mastodon Farm, Mr. Mastodon Farm, cut swatches out of all material.
Last second curse. Master.